The Traveler's Journal, November 14th. Going around the world with Nellie Bly.
On this day in 1889,
a young woman boarded a steamship in New York Harbor. Her name was Elizabeth Cochran, though the world knew her as Nellie Bly, the pen name she'd adopted 4 years earlier when she began her career as a newspaper reporter. Now just 22, Nellie had come far since talking the editor of the Pittsburgh Dispatch into giving her a job at a time when few women had ever been reporters. Nellie's ambition, along with her writing skills, daring, and human compassion, brought her quick success. 2 years later, she joined the staff of Joseph Pulitzer's New York World, where her expose of an insane asylum won her national attention. Now Nellie was embarking on the journey of a lifetime. It had been 15 years since Jules Verne wrote of a fictional journey around the world in 80 days. Though the trip had long been technically feasible, no one had ever actually attempted it. Nellie Bly said she would, and do it faster than Verne's character Phileas Fogg. The steamer took her to England, then on to France, where she met with Verne. Sailing through the Mediterranean, the Suez Canal, and across the Indian Ocean, Bly cabled home reports that captured the attention of the nation and the world. She reached Yokohama in 57 days, but storms in the Pacific threatened her schedule. Bands greeted her arrival in San Francisco, and her train drew trackside crowds all across the U.S. When she arrived home just 72 days after leaving, she was an international heroine who had circled the planet faster than anyone in history. You can circle the planet to our site on the World Wide Web at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.